Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How this is going to go. We've got you covered. It's the last Monday of July, Jennifer. July the 26th is upon us, believe it or not, and we'll be into gusto land next week at this time. But that's, I guess that's the cue to do all you can, enjoy as much as you can about July, where you can and how you can, as we get into all kinds of things going on here on the DJV program around the country and around the world. And here to yak about it, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The work world's been slowly returning to normal, it would seem, despite the fact that a lot of businesses are working from home. The idea is to improve our life, and then all of a sudden we get dealt another blow. The Delta blow has caused a lot of an uproar, a hoopla, and things are happening like camps are closing because the counselors don't want to go to camp, stuff like that. I see, Jen, that the government has bought more doses of Pfizer. Why Pfizer and not the other two? I guess would be the question. Well, it'd be one of the questions, probably a lot of questions that come out of it. Pfizer seems to be the number one. I think all of us, Jay, and Victoria and I have had Pfizer. Jennifer is still figuring out whether it makes sense because she had COVID, whether she ought to have what recommendation?
If I were going to get it, I would probably get the Pfizer vaccine. At first, I wanted to get the Johnson & Johnson, and actually, one of my medical team said that it would be best. But in talking to everybody now, it seems like most people have shifted their opinion to say that Pfizer is about the cleanest one that you can get.
You're big time enough to have a medical team? Are you like the president?
Yeah, I have a whole team.
Well, she lives in the hospital.
I have a physician's team right around me.
Good. All right. So we'll take your advice.
Yes, I'm consulting doctors. It's a whole big thing. But the story about COVID over the weekend, I thought that was a couple of them that were kind of interesting. And that was, a lot of voices on the Sunday shows these days. And it seems that the government right now is trying to really push out as much of a message about getting vaccinated as possible with the rise in cases for the Delta variant. So Fauci was on State of the Union on CNN and thought this was interesting. He's taking criticism for this from everybody now. He said, most people think that including us, think that the coronavirus leaked out of the lab in Wuhan, whether it was intentional or it was a leak. We believe that is true.
Oh, he said that now.
And he's even saying that. Remember, okay. He said it was a bat up until a couple of weeks ago. And he's admitted that the U.S. gave Wuhan hundreds of thousands of dollars for research money, right? But he denied
Did he admit it voluntarily, or did he get grilled and say
no? That got grilled out of him by one of the Senate hearings by Rand Paul. But then he's denied that it was specifically for gain-of-function research. So that's where the rub came in, especially last week when he was going back and forth with Rand Paul. He says that we just don't understand gain-of-function research. And so what I thought was kind of interesting is that he defended yesterday funding Chinese research to Jake Tapper. And this is his direct quote. He said, "It was a proposal that was peer-reviewed and given a very high rating for the importance of why it should be done."
By whom?
The proposal was by the NIH, by his peers. This is what he's saying. The proposal was to be able to go and do a survey of what was going on among the bat population because everyone in the world was trying to figure out, what the original source of the original SARS-CoV-1 was. He said it was almost as if you didn't pursue that research that you would be negligent because you would be trying to find out how you could prevent this from happening again.
There's a cop.
That's been corroborated, though. That's not new information. I've read that for a while. It goes back to the miners who are I forget how many miles away from that Wuhan lab who came down with this type of pneumonia. They sampled all of this is where the nature meets the lab thing. They sampled those who were sick. A lot of them died. I think there were I don't remember the number. Let's say 40. And like 20-something of them got really sick with this pneumonia, and this did come from some sort of inhalation of bat feces or whatever. So they took all those samples to the lab at Wuhan, and that is what was being studied. Our family friend, who's a virologist, was working on that project, and this is years ago when it was SARS. So that actually adds up. That's all very true. But where it gets murky is, like Jen said, the definition of gain of function, which is turning into a very much a Clinton, what's the definition
is.
It is. And so, and then what, you know, who was funding exact experiments. So that's where it gets very murky. But I don't, yeah, the lab stuff, all of that has been pretty well documented.
He said it would be negligent not to do it. And so, I don't know, I think if you've been told by a sitting president, President Obama, if you've been told that this kind of research is dangerous and that you should get out, and then 10 years later you get caught taking money, and I mean, it just.
But what,
it, you, it, to
but
me,
what
it
I'm saying though
up.
Is that original, those original experiments, that was not gain of function. Gain of function meaning that you're taking something from nature, you're slicing it, you're moving it,
weaponizing it.
But that's important, Doug. This is a very important distinction that people don't really understand. That's what Fauci's trying to say. That's what Rand Paul's arguing with him over the definition of gain of function research. Taking samples from those miners who got sick and trying to figure out what exactly made them sick. That's not gain-of-function research. When you take a sample of the virus and then you splice it and you make it more transmissible and you turn it into a biological weapon, that's gain-of-function research. Very big difference between what Fauci's talking about.
Is there a practical side, though, to this? The practical side, from my perspective anyway, is that the research got funded by somebody, some way, with American money, in part.
100%.
And so if I don't really care, gain of function, I don't really give a
well, there's a big difference.
About it.
Because if you're studying, it's like studying Zika. Remember, everybody was worried about Zika, right? Everybody was studying Zika. And what were the mosquitoes carrying?
The beforehand stuff indicated it was dangerous to begin with.
And they made it more dangerous with
their
work.
Yeah. And at this point, we're looking in the rearview mirror. It's the important thing is not to let it happen again.
Well, right.
Going around and around in a circle here, blaming Fauci, blaming Trump, blaming whoever you want to blame is nonsense. It's a waste of time. Fauci needs to be held accountable for what's going on right now, even though, it looks like, he didn't use good judgment. Maybe that's the nicest way you can put it. He may have been deceptive. He may have outright lied.
I don't think that Fauci was the one who... but see, you're kind of going down the path of blaming him for creating this
virus. I'm not blaming him.
He didn't.
I'm just saying that
he funneled funds there, though, for the...
We're now ahead. Why is he still there, and why would he have control? Why is he a spokesperson for what's going on, I guess, is the question that a lot of people have. We have so much confusion and so much misinformation. We're being led down one path or another, and somebody says, if you do this, you're going to die, or if you don't, you're going to die. And it's like, okay, when are we going to get together and figure out how to stop this, because we don't want and will not accept another decay in the running of our country, the running of
the
world.
That's the reason why you have to. It's not about, part of it, whether it was tested or not, it's a virus. We're seeing a virus run its course through our country, right? But we need to figure out how this can't happen again. And if it does happen again, at least how we aren't dumb enough to fund it. And right now, Americans are dealing with the fact that we most likely funded this, that it was most likely being used.
Against us.
And so we need to figure out why that was, who gave those orders, so we can make sure those people are making the decisions again. And I think that does really matter.
Yeah, I'll go along with you on that one. Meanwhile, the former Surgeon General, a fellow at work with the Trump administration, I guess his name is Jerome Adams.
Right? I love him. He is such a nice man. Yes.
Right.
He used to be on Jen's show all the time when he was Surgeon General.
Yeah, he's a good
general.
Guy.
Seems
right.
like he's
and
a nice
he
guy.
Has a pretty blunt message. Get yourself vaccinated. Quote, more mitigation is coming, whether it's masking or whether it's closures or whether it's your children having to return to virtual learning. He was on Face the Jerks, or Face the Nation. What was it? Meet the Jerks is on NBC. Right, anyway. He says coming because the pandemic is spiraling out of control again. I don't know that I would. It doesn't seem to be spiraling out of control.
In the unvaccinated, it absolutely is. Have you looked at the numbers from this weekend?
Unvaccinated.
It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but the problem, though, is the more people who are unvaccinated, that creates space for the virus to keep mutating.
How is
and
it
that's
that,
the problem. That
Americans
that
who live in Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Missouri, these southern states, why is it that there is always a sort of behind the curve? And I'm trying to be as patient and as loving and kind. You know, we all joke sometimes about the southern states and, you know, marrying one's cousin.
I think because those states, those states have
dumb.
I think because those states also have large rural areas, and we're now seeing, I saw probably 5 stories this weekend of people who live in rural areas in those states that you mentioned, the hotspot states right now. And they just didn't think that they were at risk because they're not in a densely
populated
area.
Of the doubt.
So that's one. That's one reason. We also know that this unfortunately has become very political. Mm-hmm. And then there's the younger population. Right now, a friend of mine, a close family friend, her husband, they're in Alabama, and her husband is an ER doctor. And this weekend she texted me. She was in tears. She said, this is just so awful. People need to get vaccinated. There was a girl that her husband was treating. She's in her 20s. Huh. And she's on life support now with
COVID. There's tons of that stuff.
I do have a little bit of intel on why the numbers are really skewed. But just to your point, Doug, think about yourself. You are for people who don't know, you're a farmer when you're off the radio. My family in Wisconsin are not Republicans. They are not some crazy Trump lovers. In fact, they voted for him the first time. I'm not sure they voted for him the second time. I think it was split down the middle. They're not getting the vaccine because they're on the farm. They're rural people. They don't think they...
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't
you know,
think they
so,
need
I mean, when you go and you say, well, it's just those Southerners, these are the people that you stand up for every single day. These are farmers who think, I'm out on the farm, I'm getting fresh air, I'm healthy out here.
No, I'm not sure that that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of people who are not as well educated as might be the case, who live in places.
I think there are plenty of people who are well educated that are choosing.
But there are plenty of people who are not well educated. So we.
I'm sure there's some.
Another
but I did also learn something this weekend, and I don't know if this is the case across the country, but I know it's the case in L.A. County now. So apparently, I have a friend who has 3 children and a husband, so 5 of them. One of the kids had not, so half the family had been vaccinated. Her husband had been vaccinated. And my friend's husband and 2 of the kids had been vaccinated. She and her daughter had not yet been vaccinated. And the daughter came home and everybody got COVID. LA County did not take the information from her husband, who did not go to the doctor or test. They said they were not interested in counting those numbers. I don't believe that the people who are vaccinated and still getting COVID are actually being accurately counted. And she said that the county, when they were doing their follow-ups, would only call her and her daughter as the unvaccinated. They were not interested in her husband. They were not interested in her other two children.
They're
not have it.
So what you're saying
California.
That they're not counting breakthrough cases.
The cases, I don't think they're counting the breakthrough cases.
That's the arrogance of
you know, that's interesting
in that
because
state.
My co-host from my podcast is lives in Bethesda, Maryland, and she and her whole family and their stepchildren involved who were older, so it's a big blended family. Everybody got vaccinated who was eligible, but they have a 5-year-old who's, it's not eligible yet. The 5-year-old went to summer camp, which was an all-outdoor camp except for the bus ride home where they wear masks. So they're trying to figure out how all these kids got COVID. So anyway, her little boy comes home, and he's very sick. The camp says he's been exposed, and 2 days later, he's got all the symptoms. He tests positive, and the rest of the family tested negative. The contact tracers in Maryland, they took data for everybody. The whole family had to do a telehealth with the state. They had to do, an appointment with talking to the doctor. They all had to do their tests, and they were all recorded. So L.A. must be doing something really wrong then.
Yeah, of course they are. Their arrogance has gotten the best of them. 21 after the hour on the DJV Monday program.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time, and two of our favorite people who are on again, if you want to use that phraseology, have been displaying rather interesting public, PDA, is that what it's called? Yeah, public displays of, no, it's emotion.
Of affection.
E, of affection, PDA. Thank you. PDE would be public display of emotion. Yeah, okay, got it.
PPE is personal protective.
Right.
Which you should use if you're in full PDA mode.
And PBI is the airport in Palm Beach County. Okay, so we'll get to whoever it is that's hugging and kissing and getting it on right after this. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. All right, so Jay, I'm reminded of an old song from the 60s called Kissing and Lovin' and Hugging in the Backseat with Fred or something along that line when I see the headlines about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. So what's the scoop? What are people interested in when it comes to this?
Well, everyone's feeling very nostalgic for the Jenny from the Block music video because J-Lo and Ben Affleck were celebrating her 52nd birthday on a massive yacht, and they inadvertently created one of the scenes where he was putting sunscreen on that famous behind.
Right from the video, yep.
Right from the video.
Art imitating life.
And they look
life
so naturally
art.
Doing it.
I didn't even care about the video. I just looked at her and went, she's 52.
Dang. She looks unbelievable.
Right?
She
looks fantastic. And there was more trending about them being on this yacht because fans were spotting a photo taken from 2002 that was framed and sitting on this yacht in current present time.
Yeah, so either Herberts, it's a famous shoot that Ben Affleck and J-Lo did together the first time they were together for Vanity Fair, and it was a feature on Ben and Jen's, like, riding on the back of his motorcycle with her legs wrapped around him, and it's probably the hottest picture I've ever seen of Ben Affleck. So either he had it framed for her as a birthday gift, or Herberts, the photographer, had it framed and sent to her as a birthday gift. But, yeah, a lot of fans picked up on that. Plus, it's the first time that J-Lo herself posted a picture of the two of them kissing. So they're Instagram official now, which is big.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real, mm-hmm. real.
Yep.
So Affleck, I think I asked this on Thursday or Friday last week, who's worth more? It appears that the answer to that question is J-Lo, who is worth, what, $300-400 million? And
400, I think he's, yeah, about half that.
Yeah.
But when you're in those numbers, does it matter?
Yeah, right.
You know, he's the one who hired the yacht for her birthday, threw her a big birthday party on Saturday night, which was her birthday, and, you know, I think he likes to, look, he spent millions of dollars on engagement rings over the years, so he's a big spender, yeah.
Yeah.
Very big spender.
Love.
28 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. 5 years after Audi first brought traffic light information, TLI, to production, with just a handful of connected signals, Audi has surpassed 22,000 connected intersections, including the latest in New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. TLI allows drivers to be more confident, providing green light recommended speed advisories that can provide a recommended speed up to the limit to help the driver ride a green way. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation, and so I think rightfully we used the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant, and I think as they said, and I would tend to agree, that that this virus came from the laboratory, whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now, all the credible scientific information looks like it was, a leak from a laboratory, and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Putting the straight edge or the skinny, proper skinny on the day, Monday, the 26th of July, DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by the folks that make Calitrin. Calitrin is the way to lose weight the smart way and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. The basketball team, Victoria, the men's, the USA basketball team, first Olympic loss since 2004. Why would that be? Their team is not as good, or the other team is better? That's your, it's going to be one of those two, right?
Yeah, I mean, we lost to France, so...
Ooh.
That's embarrassing.
That's, ooh.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to say it. That's embarrassing.
Ooh. So
it's the second time in a row that we've actually lost to France. So I don't know.
What are they doing
it's
over
the
there?
It's the first time we lost to France in the Olympics, but it's the second time we've lost on an international level. So, yeah, I don't
this
follow the NBA.
This is fully stereotypical, but I see the French basketball team in berets holding baguettes as they dribble.
That's a good visualization.
I guess they must be a little tougher than that.
So who's
Speaking
following
of berets,
the
real
Olympics?
Quick, but real quick, did any of you guys see the opening ceremonies? Our outfits were trending all the over the weekend. They're done once again by Ralph Lauren. And everybody, I don't know, when I see, like, a group of people dressed exactly the same in a non-military outfit and everyone's wearing a beret, like, when I looked at the pictures, I thought it looked like our team went to some sort of communist prep school. Like, I was not feeling...
Wait, our team wore berets?
Our team, yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the opening ceremony? There are a couple different outfits, but there were when they were carrying the torch, it was all over Twitter over the weekend. People were not feeling it. Like, it's time maybe to let another American designer take over for the next Olympics.
How does beret scream American? I mean,
exactly.
Who the heck in America wears a beret?
Exactly.
Well, and it did seem kind of like with the stripes. It was either, they were either wearing navy blue and white striped or red and white striped. And
the answer to that question, Jennifer,
too.
By the way, is Curtis Sliwa. Is somebody.
Yeah, he's the only one, and it's red.
He's red.
Maybe they were making a political statement about the mayor's race in New York.
Yeah, so it was very, like, I don't know, it just looked strange. I was not feeling it. I think we can maybe move on from kind of all looks.
Did you pay a lot of attention to the events over the weekend, Victoria, knowing or you have some favorite things that you like to watch?
Yeah, I watched some of
the
surfing. I saw some of the skateboarding. I mean, I was in and out over the weekend, so I didn't really see a whole lot. What, are you laughing at the outfits?
No, you know how my Olympic viewing went this weekend? So it was a busy weekend. And Sunday afternoon, I sat down in front of the TV for a little bit, and it happened to just click up on our NBC affiliate, and I went, ooh, and I quickly changed the channel. I don't know what it is that makes me so Olympics averse. I have no idea. Yeah. And it was basketball. It was something I would have liked. It was a team sport instead of an individual, but...
So let's see here. The women's skateboarding medals.
Go America.
Youngsters. U.S. swimmer Katie, is it Ledecky?
Yep.
Lost to Ariana Titmus of Australia. No, Austria. No, she was from Australia. Right. Yeah. So what's the medal count? Anybody paying attention? That's always been, got one, we got two, they got three.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So right now China leads with 15 total medals.
Boo!
The U.S. is in second with 14. Then Japan is in third with 10. The Russian official, what was it, Jay? Russian what?
The Russian Olympic Committee.
So because Russia's still banned for doping, so this is a separate independent group of Russian athletes. They're under ROC, so they're in fourth with 8. Italy is in fifth also with 8. South Korea has 7. Great Britain has 6. Australia has 6, and Canada has 4, and so does France. So that's
by the way,
are right
that's
now.
All you need to know about Russia, is that they're is so corrupt that they have, that they the entire country's banned from the Olympics, and they put together a few guys from the boiler room to go over and represent the country, sort of, in a manner of speaking. So, anyway, a lot of good video, though, it looks like, a lot of good pictures. The countries that don't have a lot of athletes have turned to Taekwondo, Jordan and Vietnam. I wouldn't have thought Jordan would be big in Taekwondo. I don't know why. They won medals. And why do we even have Taekwondo in the Olympics would be another question that I would have.
Why not?
I don't know. Is it that big
a
deal?
It's a competitive sport.
Huh?
It's huge in this country. I mean, how many kids go through it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You... youngsters doing it, you mean, or women,
men? My friend
has
a 6-year-old who is, so into it. That's his favorite thing. He does it, goes to the
good exercise?
And,
what do you take
discipline.
Away from?
No, it's discipline. It, kids, apparently, I mean, there are a lot of studies, actually, which is why my friend put her kid in this, because he, has some
some, like, you know, attention issues. So the Taekwondo has really helped him focus, and there are a lot of really good things that come from it.
Yeah, I think it's discipline, it's exercise, and it also is a sense of confidence. I mean, for kids, if they're attacked or something like that, they actually, I mean, it's self-defense. So
apparently the weather over there is horrendous. Hot, humid, very unpleasant. And there are people who are accusing Japan and their Olympic organizers of lying about the weather. And the athletes are very uncomfortable, apparently, out there. There are a lot of people with heat prostration. Is that the right way to...
Well, forget about that, too. Prostration. I mean, they're also in the middle of... They're still in the middle of a state of emergency with COVID. They have more than 1,400 new cases. It's doubled from last week. So, yeah,
interesting. Okay, that's very interesting, Victoria. What do we think, what role does the weather play in the expanding, the COVID universe getting larger? Is it because, and look around our country, the number of people who are going inside to escape from the heat, this heat dome, which is building up again, this time moving south across our country, the fires, the drought. We don't have it here. What we have in New England or in the Northeast is mold and stuff. I found out that that's really what happened to me over the last week or so. I got a lot of stuff in my lungs that comes from just no sun. But the drought is more important, I think, to all this than the heat over in Japan. But coming back to where we are, the weather is a factor in what's going on. Isn't always, I guess, in our lives, weather's very important. But the drought monitor this week shows that about two-thirds of the western part of our country is in exceptional drought conditions. Two worst categories on the scale are extreme to exceptional, and we're up about 10 points in the last month or so. It looks like there's a little bit of relief in sight for Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Nevada. Utah's been really walloped in a way that is very unusual. It's going to be the exact opposite. Lots of thunderstorms, like monsoons, like we've had here in the Northeast, where we have had, in the month of July, we've had 14 inches of rain here in my neck of the woods. The normal rainfall for July would be about 2 inches. The normal rainfall for the whole year is less than 14 inches. So you look at that. Now if this stuff whacks, it's good because it'll cool things down and it'll bring moisture in areas where they need to have a lot of rain. But still a lot of wash-off happens when they have those heavy rains like that, unless they have really good foliage. So the heat looks like it's centered over Colorado and the Plain States. And the temperature is likely to go up and stay there for the next, for most of the week anyway. And that'll be, I'm looking at my weather here. We're in the 70s and showers off and on. I tried to get some haying done on the farm over the weekend, and I got about half of it done before it got rained on. So again, we are all going to be paying the price. The big farm states, when you go to Des Moines and across the Midwest this week, the heat wave will be there. It usually is. The summertime in the Midwest is pretty unpleasant. Very humid, good for growing things, not great for working in the out of doors.
Imagine when you add 10 to 15 degrees higher above the average, that's crazy. And so this starts today again, the Pacific Northwest, which has just had a really tough time, and then it's going to be expanding. And then eventually, you know, we're probably going to get some stuff back here on the East Coast again. We might get some more of the heat, which would be good, though, right? Because it'll dry out all the wet hay and everything that you've got going on in New England. New England has been, like you said, I mean, you guys have just been pounced. It's like over and over. You're right. That weather band, because I look at the radar every day, the weather band has kind of just been sitting over New England. Yep. And I'm in New Jersey, so we've gotten more. We have one of the rainiest Julys on record, but it hasn't been nearly as bad as what you guys have been dealing with, because the clouds just seem to just be sitting right on top of New England and just not really moving.
No, they haven't been.
And it's warm where I am in Southern California, but I feel like we've escaped like the craziness. I mean, it got hot for a little while, but it's really strange. It's strange how that pattern is a little different this year.
Yep. Coming up in a few moments, what pink has done for the women's handball, the beach handball team. I just like her, and so let's underscore a couple of things from her neck of the woods. 44 and change past the hour. A little more information about what I said a few minutes ago regarding Calitrin and the way to lose weight and keep it off. You've gotten that message from me. We've been talking about this product for 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, almost 5 years now, and the sale of the product, or I should say plural, sales of the product have gone through the roof because people want what these people are offering. Isn't it great when you get a product that's being offered that people actually want and they get excited about it? And you see all the excitement. You go to their website, toploss.com, you can see and read and actually hear even interviews with people who have lost the weight and kept it off, all excited about talking about the product. They don't get paid for endorsing it. They just are excited and they want to tell you the story. So you can become one of these people yourself. If you're interested in losing weight, and who isn't for the most part, especially with another run up the COVID ladder here, and being overweight and having diabetes and stuff is a sure way to invite it into your life, and you don't want to invite it. So help yourself to losing the weight. Keep it off with the formula of Calitrin that doesn't include anything that's not that's natural. It's all natural. Aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Check it all out for yourself and see the results. Get 3 months supply free and free shipping when you check out using the code DJV at toploss.com.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. An equal or lesser price. Valid through 9/4. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731, limit 2, in-store only.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
So I'm a big fan of Pink, who's offering her support now to the Norwegian female beach volley, what, beach handball team, whatever they are. So she wants to pay for, what is it, was $150 a day for each of the members of this team who are wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms. This whole thing is pretty ridiculous, but it's got a lot of attention. She said, I'm very proud of the female beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their uniform. So, ladies, we all think this is a great idea. How exciting is this?
I think Pink's cool. I like her. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Billie Jean King apparently tweeting about the bikini bottoms as well. So, I guess I'm wondering what Pink would look like in one of these bikini bottoms. Well, what's wrong with that?
Because it's the opposite of what her message is.
I get that.
I really like her, and she'd look good in those shorts.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she would or she wouldn't.
Maybe Pink can wear one of those.
Yeah. My point was going to be that Billie Jean King wouldn't look good in them.
Great. Let's just keep comparing women's bodies. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Well, I mean, that's what people do, whether they like it or not.
No.
Yes, they do. Some people.
People, men.
10 before the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's get to Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour for this Monday. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at your service, on your side. Are we going to make something political out of this or not? I guess it, by its nature, it's somewhat political, is it not? This is the first story?
Yes, it is. Okay, do you want to tell us what it is?
No, I want you to tell us what it is.
Okay. So, yeah, what you're talking about is the new Freedom Phone. It's a MAGA for the, you know, the MAGA crowd. It's branded towards
them.
Make
America great again, yep.
Yep, so it's so they call it the Freedom Phone. It is it just launched, and it's a product of Eric Finman, who is a 22-year-old crypto millionaire. He says that he wants America's patriots to take back control of their lives from the tech companies, and he wants everyone to buy this $500 Freedom Phone. He says that he's going to offer conservatives a way to be free of big tech spying and censorship. However, here are the real deals. Here are the real details here. If you would like one of these phones, you have to do some research, because tech reporters are all over this now, and all weekend this has just been one security nightmare after another. So this phone claims that it can protect users and your data from, you know, that's going to be better than using an Apple or a typical Android operating system. The truth is, though, when tech reporters have looked into this, it's actually just an older version of Google's Android operating system. So you're not getting anything fancy there.
And it's all China, so that's
the phone is
tragic.
Also Well, Google isn't. But the phone is also meant to liberate users from the, you know, from the uncensorable app store. So essentially, they have a Patriot app. That's what it's called on this phone. That's an app store that it's literally impossible for any apps to get booted from. It doesn't matter how unsafe they are. It doesn't matter how awful the content is. Nothing is going to get, everything is available. And I'm talking from a safety standpoint here. This is, you know, it's really kind of nuts. The device comes preloaded with a host of apps that are tailor-made for the MAGA crowd, Parler, One American News Network, Newsmax, Rumble, all that stuff. So that's all fine. Now, if you go to the freedomphone.com website, there are literally no specs on this actual device. They're charging $500, but again, a lot of, you know, nosy tech reporters have been looking into all this, and this, the actual phone model, minus the branding, is an A9 Pro, which is a $120 phone. It's a cheap phone. So they're somehow charging you $500 for something that's just basically branded. It has no security. And then over the weekend, this guy Finman was questioned by tech reporters about the origins of the Freedom phone that he says he wants all American patriots to buy. Well, it's made in China. And so he admitted to that. He admitted that this supposedly patriotic device is made by a Chinese tech company with very sketchy track records at best. So if you want to be, if you want to order this phone, it's also non-refundable, non-returnable. That's another thing that's really sketchy. There's no tech
support. Great American tradition.
Yeah, there's no tech support for it, and you cannot return it. So if you're going to spend $500, basically just know that, you know, you are, you have no security, you have no privacy. Just, this is just a horrible idea.
Send it to directly to the, you know, to the Trump re-election committee and save yourself the problem of buying it.
Trump wouldn't
like
even
that.
Use one of these. He's got an iPhone.
All right. 56 past the hour. There's some more misinformation we're going to talk about after this.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
All right, what are we addressing in this next story, Victoria?
Well, as coronavirus cases are in unvaccinated people are, you know, on the steep rise, Democratic senators are introducing a new bill that would strip away Facebook and other social media platforms' Section 230 liability shield if they amplify harmful public health misinformation. This was introduced by Amy Klobuchar and Ben Ray Lujuan. And so it's going to create a carve-out in Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which will open these platforms up to lawsuits if they are promoting and hosting dangerous health misinformation. It's going to be more of a tangled web, but I think it might be a step in the right direction.
All right, good to hear. 59 past.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.